With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Chinese officials say a trade deal between the two drawing closer. The sides have reached an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to finalize their high stakes meeting. That's coming up Thursday in South Korea. The president, by the way, now on his way to Japan. Thailand and Cambodia signing a ceasefire agreement in a ceremony in Malaysia Sunday, attended by President Trump. In his remarks at the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the president thanked members of his diplomatic team for their role in making the ceasefire possible.
I want to thank Marco Rubio for being here, who's great. He always helped. He's born for this job. He really was. He was born for this job. Secretary of State Jameson, thank you very much for all you did on helping too. He's the foremost expert on trade, and we're going to be doing another couple of stops where we'll be talking about no war, just pure trade.
Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy predicting air travelers would see more flight delays as well as cancellations as air traffic controllers work without pay during the government shutdown.
My job is to keep the airspace safe. And so if I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic. And that's why you see the delays in the system. And the job number one is, again, get people to where they're going safely.
Duffy was appearing on Fox News Sunday morning. Authorities have arrested two people now in connection with the theft of the jewels from Paris Louvre Museum. One suspect was caught at the airport attempting to get out of the country. Employees and visitors expressing relief over those arrests. There's at least two more still out there. This is SRN News. Well, a new report on religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo XIV meeting with Organization of Clergy Abuse Survivors and Advocates. Participants in the meeting say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse Group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse in the Catholic Church. That policy would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. Well, scary thoughts for a lot of people. A new poll finds many Americans today, not old, but people of all ages, are very fearful about higher health care costs in 2026. We have more on the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
About 6 in 10 Americans are extremely or very concerned about their health costs going up in the next year, according to a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and that extends across age groups and political parties. The poll found about 4 in 10 are extremely or very concerned about not being able to pay for health care or medications, or losing or not having health insurance. Federal policies have left millions at risk of skyrocketing health insurance premiums or of losing their health insurance altogether. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.